Moncrief on News Talk.
Vin Diesel apparently has agreed to do yet another Fast and Furious movie, but with a number of conditions, one of them being that the film bring back the character played by the actor Paul Walker. But as you may know, he died over a decade ago. Can this be done convincingly? And is it totally ick? Esther McCarthy has a view on this. Good afternoon, Esther.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Isn't it a bit of a tasteless suggestion in the first place?
Yeah, it's a bit mad, isn't it? I think, first of all, like, Paul Walker, God rest him, is 12 years dead, so he can't read the script. Let's face it. So the most basic, you know, decision you'd make as an actor to take part in a project or not, it's taken away there. I think even with family involvement and with family blessings, it can sometimes be regarded as a little bit tacky. I think the only time it's ever been done effectively is when an actor dies during the production of a film that they have signed up for, and there is an emotional investment and an audience investment in completing the film as a kind of final legacy to that actor. Mm. That, of course, is what happened with Paul Walker, who's seen driving off into the sunset in a very moving finale, actually, at the end of Fast 7. He played Brian in the series, and he had died in a car accident before filming ended. So that film was completed with the help of CGI and with the help of his own brothers, his younger brothers, who stood in as body doubles. A noble effort, I think, from everyone involved, and the biggest grossing film in the Fast series, so audiences were totally there for it. So it's a bit random now, though, I think, to be bringing back the character 12 years later. And you're wondering kind of, like, I know you're a Fast addict, Sean, so you know the last film ended in a cliffhanger where, like, Jason Momoa had just exploded a massive dam and Vin Diesel's life was in peril. So how they're going to bring back a character who hasn't existed for 12 years in the context of a cliffhanger like that is, like, the only way I can think of it is that Vin Diesel is going to do a Bobby Ewing and come out of the shower and say the entire last film was actually a dream.
Oh, Esther, so many people don't get that reference now. That's how old we are. The thing is, though, like, Vin Diesel made this as a kind of a fuel fest, a car enthusiast event. And I assume Vin Diesel isn't stupid, and Vin Diesel knows how much money these films rake in, and he probably thought this will please the audience. They will go and see this stuff.
I think what's been really interesting, though, has been the silence from everyone else in the industry since. Oh. Like, we've had no confirmation of this other than Vin Diesel saying it, and we've had no kind of follow-up from any of the studios or the trades on what way it could be done. Now, there are a number of ways it could be done. Like, they could recast the character, which would seem highly unlikely to me, and I think the fan base mightn't like that at all. They could use, as they did with other characters, they could use unused footage from previous films, they could use CGI, or a combination of CGI and footage, which they did in completing the film, famously with Carrie Fisher in it, the Star Wars film, when she died in production. The scenes were limited, but generally by that stage was central to the newest films. So they kept her presence in, and they actually gave it a real emotional heft, I think. There's one particularly moving moment where Fisher's character is hugging her son, and it feels like a goodbye on screen, really. Mm. Done again, because the person had signed up for the film and because of tragic events during the production. So I think it's always a bit stranger to bring somebody back like this years later. I think that could be iffy. And I don't know if audiences want it, Sean. Like, I know the Fast movies aren't, I know they're not Shakespeare here, but, like, it takes you out of the story if you're seeing a character who's digitally created, who you know to have died years later in a storyline. I think it can, and, you know, the Fast movies have a strong fan base, and they do have people who are invested in these characters over the course of the very, very successful film series. So it's hard to know how they could do it tastefully. And it would be really interesting to see what fans make of it all if they do it.
Yeah. At this stage of the game, has the technology advanced enough to be able to do something like this, whereas, say, a disinterested party who knows nothing about these films would look at it and not be able to tell that that's a digital creation, recreation of a dead person?
I mean, the technology is still very new. Like, it's been done for years, but in terms of the history of cinema, like, I mean, it was done with very early on with Oliver Reed during the production of Gladiator. What they did there was they used digital work at the post-production stage, but they also had a body double for the physical filming. So, the CGI still isn't quite there for a complete performance. And they also took audio that Oliver Reed had recorded from other scenes in the film that were unused and used them as the film's very apt closing lines for the character. So they had other footage available, you know. So it's a little bit of everything, I think. I don't think the CGI is there. I think we saw it as recently as with The Irishman. There was a bit of a backlash about the de-aging of one of the characters in that film. And that's only a couple of years ago, with the very best working on it, you know, Martin Scorsese. So I don't think the CGI alone would be enough to bring this character back.
Yeah. Esther, thanks a million.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.